The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 69. There are no winners in war. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 69.
Yong bing you yen. Wu bu gan wei zhu. Er wei ke. Bu gan jin cun. Er tui chi. Shi wei hang wu hang. Rang wu bi. Reng wu di. Zhi wu bing.
The military has a saying, I do not dare to play host, much rather play guest. I do not dare to advance an inch, much rather retreat a foot. This is called marching without formation, flexing muscles without raising an arm, facing up without confronting the enemy, grasping firmly without holding weapons.
Or 莫大于轻敌, 轻敌积丧无保.
No disaster is bigger than taking the enemy lightly. Taking the enemy lightly almost cost me my treasures.
故抗兵相若, 哀者胜矣.
When two armies of equal strength confront, the one in compassionate grief wins. Once again, we are in the realm of the military tactician for this verse, and once again, Lao Tzu's words are equally applicable to anyone with a battle to face. Wise generals never seek to initiate a battle by firing the first shot, nor advance until it is necessary. Better to wait until you are forced into it. That way, also, you'll get a better idea of what you are facing. No disaster is greater, says Lao Tzu, than underestimating your enemy, or the task in hand, or the dilemma that needs to be solved. The last two lines are curious, but perhaps logical. An army that suffers initial losses of life is likely to fight all the harder to win. For Lao Tzu, war and conflict is failure. To get to that point shows that both sides have moved very far away from the principle of Tao, and so there will likely be no winners. Taking the enemy lightly means taking war lightly, and so taking lives lightly also. Not good. When that happens, Lao Tzu's three treasures, compassion, frugality, and humility, are lost. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.